first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Mike Tozer gives the word outrage a time out.
There's a bumper sticker around town that reads, "If you're not outraged, you're not paying attention." It's a catchy line, but the more I thought about it, the less I liked it. Anyone with a strong opinion about anything can fly that flag, so the slogan essentially supports only outrage itself. I also noticed that, despite being empty of any specific content, it got my adrenaline going. I was emotionally more ready to be upset about something, anything, and my mind momentarily started shuffling through itself, looking for an outrage to be outraged about. The issue here is self-care. In frequent doses, anger is toxic, and our media-saturated culture supplies us with a virtual IV drip of galling stimuli, injustices and horrors from all over the world, each one calling us to pay attention and get upset. I don't want to live in a state of continual reactive outrage, and it does not mean that I've abandoned my awareness or sold out my values. Controlling your feelings is only unhealthy if it causes you to lose touch with them. Otherwise, it's a life skill, without which you can be half nuts before you get to the sports page. So pay attention, sure. Notice how you feel. Decide what you think. Take action if the spirit moves you. But you don't owe anyone your peace of mind just because the world is crazy. I'm Mike Tozer.
Mike Tozer is a therapist living in Santa Cruz. If you'd like to hear this or other pieces, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. This piece was produced by Mead Fisher and Lori Korn.